Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you. Well, La Revolucion continues. In Venezuela, Hugo Chavez's political heir has won a narrow election victory. By a thin margin of just over one percentage point, Nicolas Maduro beat his opponent and will go on to serve the remainder of Hugo Chavez's term in office following Chavez's death, of course, earlier this year. Now, his opponent, Enrique Capriles Radonsky, says he won't recognize the results. He's calling for a recount. Joining us now is Rory Carroll, U.S. West Coast correspondent for The Guardian and author of Comandante Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. I heard a story just yesterday that Nicolas Maduro told voters in Venezuela that the ghost of Hugo Chavez came to him and spoke to him in the form of a little bird. Chavez's spirit, either in reality or in myth-making, is really alive and well in this election as Maduro takes the reins here.
Yes, and in fact, he even gave a little kind of chirping, whistling noises to illustrate how the bird sounded. I mean, it was quite a surreal incident, and he repeated it several times. And that said, speaking of spirits, I think the significance of the result of this election is that now it shows the mortality of Chavismo. It shows that, such a narrow victory was so unexpected, and the somber expressions on the faces of Nicolas Maduro and the ministers behind them during the victory rally showed that they really are quite shaken by this result. And there is a whiff now of mortality around Chavismo.
Nicolas Maduro, of course, is going to follow the mold of leaders who take the reins from other charismatic leaders who die. You sort of take the mantle of the departed leader and slowly transition into your own regime. Can Maduro do that, or is the real reign of Hugo Chavez just a ticking clock until it's gone from Venezuela?
Well, he will try to do that. I mean, they had almost Chavez as a character like El Cid. You know, he was dead, but they still put him up on the horse, you know, riding into battle. And I think Maduro's efforts to channel Hugo Chavez and be Hugo Chavez will have a short lifespan. And I think the narrowness of this result shows that the act really didn't convince that many Venezuelans. And I think very quickly he will need to show that he's able to handle the mounting economic and social problems in Venezuela. That's what people will be looking for. Can he resolve inflation? Can he bring down the horrific levels of crime? Can he end the shortages in stores? And can he make life better? And he will be judged, and he will succeed or fail on that basis.
Meanwhile, and before we let you go, Rory Carroll from The Guardian, one part of Chavez's legacy that can't be denied is that no matter whether it's Nicolas Maduro or another candidate in the future, even if Chavez's legend is dying, you can't be president of Venezuela without addressing the poor. I mean, Chavez really changed that, right?
Yes, whomever is in power will forevermore, I think, needs to to address poverty, to make it the central issue of government, because that Chavez changed the debate in those terms, and that was the one of his great accomplishments. And so I think Maduro and future successors would need to speak about poverty, but hopefully to do and tackle it in a sustainable way, and that creates jobs and that can lead Venezuela out of its current petropopulist labyrinth.
A little bird in the form of Hugo Chavez's spirit told Nicolas Maduro to carry on the mantle in Venezuela. He's won it by one point. That's not a lot of birdseed. Rory Carroll, U.S. West Coast correspondent for The Guardian. Good. Thanks for guiding us through Venezuela.
It's been a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.